Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about is something that I saw last week and online. It was on Twitter. You know, Twitter makes a lot of stuff that actually you can talk about and different things. But, you know, it was something that I saw from a Dominican priest. And you know what a Dominican priest from other forms of priests, because they have the two initials at the end of their names. I don't think they put periods after each one, but it's O.P., and OP stands for Order of Preachers. And if you're looking for famous preachers who belonged to the Order of Preachers, you can look at St. Dominic and St. Thomas Aquinas, among many others. But, you know, sometimes what I see coming out of different circles in the church, and I happen to see this on this tweet from this Order of Preacher, this Dominican, and I'm not going to say his name or anything else. It's something that I find bothersome. It's something you'll never catch me doing, and it's important for us to look at it, because what did he say? Well, let me read it directly. Catholics must, and that's emphasized, so Catholics must go to Mass either on the evening of October 31st or sometime on November 1st. Without mitigating circumstances, it could be a mortal sin that should be confessed if you miss. And I preached on this on November 1st, and the reason is because, is that going to lead you closer to Christ? Now, I'm not criticizing the priest per se. He may have a lot of very positive things to say, but this is an old school style that was part of that. This is the authority of the church, and you will follow us and you will listen to what we say, or you're going to end up in hell, which is pretty much what he says. Because if you die with a mortal sin, an unrepented mortal sin, according to Catholic teaching, you will go to hell. So you look at that and say, would the saints have said that? And the fact is, no. If you really read what the saints are always saying, and these are the people who have gone before us, what they will always communicate is any form of motivation to be involved in our faith on the fear that you will end up in hell if you don't is the minimum form of motivation, even to the point that it is almost useless. It's not useless, but they would always say, yes, I mean, if you have to have some motivation, well, then that works, but it's really poor motivation. It's kind of like, and I always bring this up because everyone understands everything within the traffic thing. If you are if you're driving in traffic and you stop at a red light, are you stopping at a red light because you may get a ticket or you may get arrested if you really fly through this thing at a fast pace? Or are you stopping at a red light because you realize the danger of not doing so? Those are two different motivations. And if the reason why you're going to stop at a red light is because, just because you might get a ticket, then that's a really, really low motivation. Because how long does it take for you to think, well, if there's a way I can get through this red light and not get a ticket, hey, we're golden here, which sets you up for eventually getting a ticket because you're eventually going to keep doing this until you do get caught. And worse, you're going to end up killing someone in the process. So you understand that there are two different motivations, and the truer motivation is that red light is there for a reason, and the reason why it is there is to protect you and others. It's not there to prevent you from getting a ticket. Well, it's the same thing. When we're teaching people, you better do this or else, you know what? That's really poor motivation, because people will say, well, how do I know I don't want the or else? You really think about it. And what the saints would say, see, remember, the saints were in love with God. And therefore, their motivation would always be, I want to be with God. I want to be united with God. I want to be in love with God, or I am in love with God. I want to be united with God. Some of the saints waited desperately for the time that they would die so that they would be united with Christ. They would not go to church because they were afraid of going to hell. They would want to go to church and celebrate and really make Mass a celebration because they recognize what the Mass is all about. So it's not about an obligation. It is about coming to recognize and understand what the Lord is doing for us in our love of God in response. We'll talk more on the other side of the break.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast.
We're back. And one of the things we're looking at here is that tweet that I talked about earlier. But let me write to you what I responded from the St. Anthony Alston website, Twitter page, and you can find us at Alston Saint. So what I tweeted in response was this: today is the day we honor those who loved God and neighbor in a way that inspires us. We can pray for their intercession to help us to learn to do both. Hence why this day is a solemnity which the Church calls us to celebrate at Mass. Masses, and I gave the schedule for Mass at the parish. That was my response, and it was a way of saying, you know, I'm sorry, this is not that whole, you better do this or else. This is not the way that people need to hear their faith. Those days are past. Now, what was the motivation behind preaching in those days? And maybe during the time of St. Dominic and St. Thomas Aquinas, it was the understanding that people were Catholic, predominantly Catholic, and so they understood the importance of living their faith. And there were the rules there to help them to move in the circles in which they're called to live their faith. Now, I got to be honest, if I lived during the time of St. Dominic's and St. Thomas Aquinas and heard them preach like that, I would say exactly the same thing I'm saying now. But you understand that that whole thing that which comes to us, it's in the this is a Catholic preaching, but you'd swear that came to us from Reverend Jonathan Livingston. If you want to know who he is, if you don't know who he is and you didn't study him in school, he is not the one who wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. That was Richard Bach, by the way. But Jonathan Livingston, and maybe it would be a good question to find from Richard Bach where he got the name Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Very popular short story, in a sense. It was only 100 pages and a lot of pictures in it. A very popular story that came out in the 60s and 70s. Us baby boomers are into it, so I know a lot of people who are not baby boomers and they're post-baby boomers are like, oh yeah, that's another one of those crazy little kumbaya things, which in fact it was. But anyway, Jonathan Livingston was a Congregationalist preacher. Congregationalists follow their roots back to the Puritans. So he was a Congregationalist preacher, and he preached this homily in several places, including in Northampton, Massachusetts. So if you go to Northampton, Massachusetts, and you find what is now the Unitarian Church, because the Congregationalists have split off, and there was one side that stayed as the Congregationalists, and they eventually became the United Church of Christ, and the other side became the Unitarian Universalists. So today, I do believe it is a Unitarian Church, Unitarian Universalist Church, in the center of Northampton, Massachusetts, and you'll see a little plaque where he was the preacher. Well, his most famous preaching was Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God, which many people studied in public school, by the way. I studied at Weymouth North High School. We had to read that, and I also had to study it in the seminary. And it's this whole thing that God is just holding you by a thread. This is the way he preached. This is what he preached. He preached in a very, very ominous way. Holding you by a thread over the fires of hell. And at just any moment, he could flick you into hell. And that was what he preached in that famous homily. Well, when you have people saying, you better go to church or else, what's the difference? And that is not what we believe as Catholics. I'm sure there are many evangelicals there going, oh, thank you, that they don't preach that anymore. Some would say, oh, I wish they did. And some Catholics would say they wish they did. But you realize we're called to teach people how to love God. And you can't teach people how to love God by saying, we'll talk more tomorrow.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.